Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey folks, what's going on? Justin, Jesse, Marty, and Tim here. And folks, we have got had an opportunity to hang out with Nintendo, and we just got a preview, or we've seen a preview of Super Mario RPG coming out this November
17th.
Thank you, November 17th. And so we just came fresh off that conversation with them, so we're going to sit around and have a bit of a debrief. Now, honest truth here, Tim got locked out of the Zoom room, wasn't able to jump in. So Jesse, Marty, and myself were able to spend some time with them. So we did get a preview. We got about 35 minutes of time together with them, some gameplay, some questions to ask. And so we're going to use this time to debrief and chat about it. And you're probably checking out some B-roll footage that Nintendo has provided us as well through this conversation. But guys, jump into it. Jesse and Marty, you guys have played this game before. Truth be told, I played it for our Retro Rewind 9 years ago, and I think I probably, Game Sampler Justin here, only probably played an hour of it, so not enough to actually make any decisions on it. But you guys have both played the original game.
Yeah.
How does this fit for you?
So this game was my 16th birthday present. So it's been a long time since I played it. I remember when I first played it, it was immediately like I fell in love with it because of a lot of there's a lot of reasons, and they went over some of these in the presentation that we were a part of. That this was really the first time like Mario and Peach and Bowser had like personalities. It gave life to the Mushroom Kingdom and brought those characters to life. There's also other characters in there that I won't spoil because just in the end, you not playing it. I mean, I want you to have that opportunity.
Yeah.
But just that there, it was such a different experience than any other role-playing game. Also, you know, that the video we saw, which for those of you who are listening and watching, it was in Moleville, which is about, Jesse, help me out here. Is that about a third of the way through the game, probably?
They did say that they were two stars in, so that sounds about right.
Yeah, so about a third of the way through the game. They've already done some pretty neat stuff, but they went through the dungeon there at Moleville where you beat Croco, and they made it look easy, but I remember as a teenager like playing that game and really struggling. Especially in the late game, it does get very difficult. Because what they weren't showing you was like Mario, Mallow, and Geno in that video were only like level 7. The max level in this game, I think, is either 32 or 36.
Okay. So it's pretty high.
And if you notice when they were fighting, like when they leveled up, they were only getting like 10 experience points per battle. That's how it happens. Like, you know, the experience is not something that's like, hey, you fought five ba-bombs, you get 5,000 experience. Nope.
Right.
You get 10.
And it was so funny talking about the experience thing, because we had seen a section where Mallow got an experience and went up a level. And then they went into a fight, and then like Mario went up a level. And I don't know about y'all, but I've been playing Sea of Stars so much that I was like, everybody's getting leveled up at the same time. And I was like, oh no.
Yeah. I actually forgot about that's how it worked. And I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah. I was like, oh yeah, I guess so. Right. And I love the fact that, you know, Marty, and they talked a little bit about it earlier, where this is sort of in the Mario timeline in regards to its his exposure to North America and building a brand and building a profile. We are in the Super Nintendo age when this first comes out, right? We've had games like the original Mario, then Mario 2 in North America, which is completely odd, right? Mario 3, which becomes just incredible, more, you know, Super Mario World. This comes out on the Super Nintendo. We're still sort of discovering a little bit of Mario, his identity, and to your point, his personality, which I think is really sort of interesting. The Mario we know now at this point is like 30 years younger in regards to like what we associate with Mario and how we know him as a character. And the other interesting part is, of course, this was from Square Enix, right? This was a collaboration, which was incredible. Sorry, go ahead, Jesse.
That's where I was going to go. The original game was made by developed by Square Enix. I think this was after Final Fantasy IV, but before VI and before Chrono Trigger, to put in terms of other RPGs in the timeline. That's where you're sitting at.
And it was interesting. The comment that was said was like, hey, this was like the first one where you could jump around, and this was a much more, I don't want to say the comical, but lighthearted RPG, right? We're very used to very dark, you know, tones and heavy themes and like the kingdom is destroyed, you know, kind of mentality. But this is sort of perkier and lighter and very, very Nintendo-esque. When they're showing the footage, how did this kind of overlap to what your experiences were when you're playing as well?
I think that, like, as far as playing it for the first time, it was such a trying to find the right word here. It was such a, like a paradigm shift, right? From playing Mario, as a 2D side scroller, and not yet 3D at that time. Right. And 64 is not out at this point. We're swinging toward the end of the Super Nintendo, but not there yet. The paradigm shift of controlling Mario with an RPG style of gameplay was a huge selling point for me. Like, I was like, oh, I definitely have to try this. But because it was Mario, and because Square Enix was a giant of the Super Nintendo era, well, you know, like, they almost didn't miss. And so you knew it was going to be good. I do think that there's some sensibilities there, at least in the original release, that are more skewed toward RPG players than skewed toward Mario players. Especially with some of the difficulty. And also, this was the first RPG that I can remember that had timed button presses that allowed you to dodge.
I think that was new as well.
And that's been something that now has been adopted by countless, like you just mentioned, Sea of Stars. That's you know, part of it. I mean, but who among us has not played a role-playing game prior to that, like Final Fantasy II, III, Chrono Trigger, whatever, that didn't have time button presses, and we don't jam on the button the entire time?
Sure, as if somehow it magically happens. It helps, right?
Make them hit harder.
Yep. Well, for me, I didn't get to play this game either, so I'm in the new realm with this, but I did play games like Superstar Saga, which I heard builds off of this, if I'm not mistaken, correct? So that's why I'm excited to check out RPG.
I'd say, this is kind of like the root of the tree that becomes the Mario and Luigi series and the Paper Mario series.
Absolutely.
Both branch off of this game.
Okay. That's why I'm excited to check this out as well.
This game ran so those games could fly. And there's some weirdness in here, but it was really fun back in those days to see Nintendo experiment, because like up until that point, you just were like, Mario's a side scroller, right?
Right.
Fox is a space game.
And like, you saw Bowser concerned about how Mario thinks of him because of what happened to the plot. And that never happened before. That's just funny.
This is that exciting time that we were hoping with the Switch now, where when Nintendo has a successful console and they got their big hitters out of the way, then they start getting those experimental things in there. Yeah. So that's why we were hoping to see a lot of this cool stuff like this on the Switch now that it's been out for a while. And we saw that with Super Nintendo and GameCube, even though it probably wasn't out as long, there was still some experimental stuff there. So it's cool.
Let me flip to Marty and Jesse, because again, you guys having played it before, a couple things that were highlighted here that Nintendo really spent some time to make sure that we were very aware of, right? One of the first ones was the music track, being able to change from kind of a modern sounding music track to the classic one. What do you guys think of that?
I think it's really cool. And I found myself bobbing my head along to the music as they were playing, because like that music in that game is kind of iconic to me. I mean, like, I remember that battle music. I remember the adaptations of some of the Mario themes as well, like the Bowser Castle theme, the Mario, the overworld theme, or the 1-1 theme. I mean, it's really cool how they weave all that together. But being able to go back and hear it how it was is actually a pretty neat treat as well.
Yeah.
I kind of wish, and this is like this, I kind of wish that like you could just go play the old game too, but I guess you could do that.
Sure.
On your Super Nintendo Classic, since I think this is honestly, this game existing is confirmation it's never coming to NSO, right?
Sure. Makes sense.
Why
right?
would they? Yeah, because yeah. why? Yeah. Why? Because as they said, they did mention that this, and I'll go back to you talking about the presentation, that took great pains in our time to mention this is a 1-for-1 recreation. That like we're not trying to twist it, we're not trying to like Final Fantasy remake it, anything like that. We're just it's 1-for-1 update of the same game, right?
Yeah.
So, and that's cool. I'm fine with that.
1-to-1 update, but there are definitely some new functionalities.
Sure,
right?
sure. There was also quality of life.
There was that gauge to the left hand side, right? That's new, correct? That's sort of
yes. That was new.
That triple gauge. That
triple attack gauge is new.
Triple attack gauge, yeah. And that was super cool.
Perfect attack and perfect dodge is new.
Yeah. So it felt like they took the idea of like what, you know, those RPG elements were at the time. And then obviously looking 30 years in the future, essentially where we are now, sort of modernized some of those little pieces to make it feel more like a modern RPG. But that triple attack I thought was super cool. Let's talk a little bit about that. In the party that we were seeing, it was Mario, Mallow, and Geno. And listen, for a guy who's never played this game, let me tell you, I said those things pretty well and confidently. Like, so kudos to me. All right. Thank you. 2 thumbs up from Jesse. I love it. Goes into this like cool action, super, you know, final cutscene demo. Looked super cool. What'd you guys think of that?
It kind of reminded me of like what they did with Final Smashes and Smash Brothers. You know,
yeah,
kinda,
that's a great point.
It's a little cutscene before the animation. And I think they kind of took some of what from like Chrono Trigger. In Chrono Trigger, you could have dual attacks or triple attacks, and they all change up depending on who's in your party. You can only have up to 3, right. But you know, you have, you know, I don't know, it was like 9 or 12 different characters. I don't remember how many you can choose from anymore. It's been a while, but yeah, you can rearranging them. You can see the different triple attacks. So that's exactly what we're doing really here. Cool. Just a lot more extravagant with the cutscene.
Yeah. The other part that was new, or I guess I think was new, was sort of that journal, right? Where you encountered enemies, and I don't remember the move Mallow used. Like it was a psychic or a hip, some kind of... He used some type of ability where he was able to understand their weaknesses.
Oh, it's called a thought reveal or something in
thought
this
reveal,
one?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, thought seek.
Thought peak. There it is.
It's called Psychopath in the original game. I can kind of see why they changed the name.
Yeah, and I thought that was sort of cool. They showed like what the weakness was, and then in your journal, if you encounter an enemy and you use that, then you can kind of like if you're basically in a battle, you'd be like, hold on a second, pause, go to journal, take a look. Cool, this is how I defeat them. This is their weakness. Jump in. I thought that was a really nice kind of ability to use there. I thought was cool. What did you guys think of that? And they also have these nice little like bio write ups at the end, sort of like from the enemy. That was very cute and sort of comical. I thought was pretty funny.
Yeah.
It's kind of common to have a bestiary, you know, in RPGs now. So I kind of would be surprised if they didn't do that. But they do stuff a lot of information in there that isn't normally in a bestiary. So yeah, I don't know how often I'll use it. It's because I'm going to forget that it's there. But it's nice that it's there for if I ever remember it.
Yep.
Does the journal also keep track of your quest too?
Yeah. So it actually keeps track of the progress in the game. So one of the things I thought it was interesting, and they didn't talk about this. I meant to ask about it, but I forgot because they really showed a lot, I thought. But there were scenes in the journal that were narrated by Mallow and Geno. And
that's right. Yep.
When you moved over those, it looked like there had been some kind of cutscene there. like an animated cutscene, because like it showed a different viewpoint of, and I wonder, are we looking at like just pre-rendered shots, or are there going to be like cutscenes throughout the game that kind of enhance, and you know, they may not be ready to talk about that yet.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
I asked them some questions they were not ready to talk about.
Yep.
Yep. Sure. I'm completely like not surprised.
A demo or not.
Listen. Hey, Nintendo Dads community, we're out there. We're out there pushing the questions, right? We're asking the hard questions that nobody wants to ask.
Which means there is going to be a demo.
We can either confirm nor deny that at this point, Marty. We do not know that, and Nintendo has not officially said anything.
They've
we
not
can't
officially
say anything either.
They've not officially said anything, but they're lack
I think
of
this,
saying anything.
Here's what I would say. I think this game would do well by a demo.
I do too. And I think that for some people, I think there's two camps of people this is going to be a good selling point for a demo. Mm. Number one is people who've never played the game before.
Mm-hmm.
That maybe have never played a Mario RPG before. Maybe the only time that they've played that is like Paper Mario, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And the other camp of people that I think that this is important for is people who are looking at it and going, well, there's nothing here. I've already played this. And so maybe I'll skip this one.
Mm. Yeah, I love those two camps that you've kind of like outlined, because I think you're right. Those audiences are very different. And as a publisher, developer, and as Nintendo, you'd want to engage both camps, right? Because because there's a lot of nostalgia potentially, right? I think the game looked beautiful, by the way. I thought it looked really, really good. Different art style than obviously what we've seen from Mario Wonder. Mario Wonder is much more rounded, much more bright and colored. This is a little bit, the colors are a little bit more muted, but I think in tone with what you would be expecting, which I thought was really well. What other enhancements did you guys kind of see? They mentioned at the end it wasn't a boss rush mode, it was like a, what do they call it?
Going back and revisiting the bosses.
Yeah, going back and revisiting bosses. That was new, right? And is yeah, that that's a new additional content they mentioned? That they
the had. Equipping items directly in the when you buy them. Because before that was a very rudimentary, kind of tedious menu. The field menu where you can use healing powers and things outside of the main menu and items as well. Those were all new. And as I mentioned before, there now is a perfect attack and a perfect dodge. And the perfect attack, if executed correctly, attacks all the enemies on the screen at once with like overflow splash damage. And the perfect dodge, there's no dodge, which is like you don't push the button. Then there's, dodge, which negate some of the damage, and then perfect dodge actually puts up a shield that takes it to zero.
Right. Yeah.
Which I feel like that is going to be the thing that in those end game bosses, that's what you're going to have to, like, you're going to have perfect timing, because there was booster that they showed off that did like 9,999 damage.
Yeah.
Your characters don't even get up to that many hit points in this game.
Mm.
I mean, if you looked at the like little user interface at the bottom of the screen, Geno was at 50 hit points and he's level 7.
Yeah.
So that's one thing to for people who are coming into this game on brand new, that the numbers in this, the hit points and even the attack power in this game is really, like, all of it is low.
Yeah, this isn't the Disgaea game where you got numbers in the billions and trillions. This is,
yeah,
you know, well, actually, that was, going back to like NES levels of numbers.
Yeah, that was sort of a little bit of like, I was sort of a little bit shocked, if I'm completely honest, when and again, I don't know the character, so I apologize. They were attacking the dinosaur little raptor guy, Kraku, with that top hat, Kraku, and they used right off the top. They used the triple attack. Right. And so it was like amazing cutscene. And I was like, oh, he's got to be dead. Nope. Right. Like, they still, each of them, like, was,
yeah, it was in the 250. It was near 250. Yeah. And so they still had to go like two or three extra rounds to
finish it off. So I was like,
so it might have done half damage.
Weird. Yeah.
Might have done about half.
Other thing to talk about for that gauge, that's sort of cool. The gauge continues like as through, like you have a battle. Right. And the gauge begins to build. You have several more battles. The gauge begins to build. It is not like you are filling that gauge just in one encounter. Right. You are filling that gauge to its triple usage or to its final usage after several different encounters or several. So you kind of decide where and when you use it, which I think is sort of great. It continues to build.
And your hit streak, which gives you temporary bonuses, also persists between battles as well. Because I saw one that he started the battle and the counter was already up to 17.
Yeah.
At the quick little Google search said Kraku has 750 hit points.
Okay, so he did like so, one third of it essentially.
Yeah, like a third.
Yeah. Tim, we've rambled a lot because we got to see it and you were locked outside the virtual Zoom room trying to peek in through the window. Let me in. My name's Tim. I'm supposed to be here with the other guys. Come on, guys. Look at me in my hat and my beard. Oh, I'm Tim. Tim, what questions do you have?
They probably were looking at me like that and saying, look at that guy with the hat and the beard. He's not supposed to be here.
You are not. No soup for you, sir.
No, I'm excited. Like I said, I haven't played this before. It was one I missed. One that we didn't get to have when it came out originally, and I'm super excited to try it out. I'm glad it's coming out in its remade version. So I was excited to check out what was going to be told today, but by the time this video comes out, well, hopefully we'll be that much closer to to getting the release date. So
maybe this is not a spoiler. I don't think it is. I'm just going to throw this out here. Been talking about earlier my comment about numbers and about how, you know, your number skew is going to be low in this game. The final boss in this game only has 8,000 hit points.
Interesting.
So just kind of keep that in mind when you're looking at it and being like, oh, they're only doing 100 attack. You know, it's.
Well, that's what I mean too, is like when I played, I have Superstar Saga to reference, and I kept hearing how, you know, there's a lot of things that it was pulling from RPG, mm-hmm. and how great RPG was, and that's why I'm excited to try it. So, and Superstar Saga is one of my all-time favorite games. So I can't wait to get my hands on this to play with all these new enhancements. I mean, it's going to be all new to me anyways, whether they added this stuff or not. So, but if it feels anything like Superstar Saga felt to me, you know, I had a lot of fun with that one. Then I think this is going to be a great game and a lot of people are going to be excited for it. And it'll be interesting to see where it falls. I don't know if it falls outside the window for awards, let's say.
It will.
It will. Okay.
So if you're thinking like the nominations for the Game Awards, the nominations for Game Awards are coming out here, I think, in like a week. So it will fall outside that realm and it will probably be forgotten for the 2020.
It will be forgotten next year, but that's fine. And it probably wouldn't have made anything anyways, being a remake or remaster or whatever they're calling it. So it's still exciting and it'll be fun to hear what everybody thinks, especially from people who like me. Or you, Justin, who haven't played it but heard lots about it, how great it was, and we couldn't get our hands on it because, one, we didn't buy it originally. We didn't have it for the GameCube and didn't play it when we had a chance on the Wii U, right, the Virtual Console. So,
I'm super pumped for it, right? Coming off, it'll be the timing of it will be perfect. Coming off of Mario Wonder, having completed Sea of Stars and still being very much in that RPG area, I want a Mario RPG. Well, sure, look it. Here you go. Right. So I think the timing of it's going to be perfect.
Good placement.
Yeah, so I'm super excited. And again, this is right before the kind of Black Friday sales, so it sort of makes sense. And I think this is a great game to have on people's list. And I love your statement earlier, Marty, kind of two camps. Nostalgia, right? I'm either in or I'm out, and then those brand new players. So there's three audiences that they're really focusing in on.
I would not be surprised if we saw a demo, like 1st of November, maybe 2nd week.
Yeah, I think 2 weeks out is probably pretty appropriate.
Probably around the time that we are
around the time that you're hearing or seeing this video is probably aptly around the time that the thing might be coming out. I would suspect. I don't know for sure. If I was Nintendo, it logically makes sense.
How long is this game? Odd embargo. About 20 hours.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Let me see.
Sounds 20 to 30 somewhere.
How long to beat?
And so all four of us are in on getting it as well, right?
Oh, yes. Sure.
Yeah. Again, similar to Mario Wonder, right? So this is another great example of all of us playing it, experiencing it together.
I've already got it.
17 and a half hours for the main story, 19 for extras. And then it says 25 and a half for completionist.
Beauty.
So, nice. I mean, it's going to be a nice little holiday.
I was just wondering if there was a demo, if they would do one of those, play it and save it, and your save carries over if it was a long enough game for that.
I don't think the beginning of the game makes a good demo for this.
Okay.
Probably vertical slice, right?
They would probably show, kind of do something like what they did with Wonder, where it was the start of the game, but it still wasn't really the start of the game. They picked and chose what they wanted to show you.
And I wouldn't be shocked if it was like, hey, and if you play the demo, and when you buy the game, the file recognizes there was a demo, you get some sort of like special star icon, something. Yeah. But again, we're speculating a thing that doesn't exist. We don't know. Right. So
we promise we don't know.
We promise you know. Folks, that has been our time with Mario RPG. Jesse, Marty, anything else you guys want to cover here that I missed?
I can't think of anything else.
Can't think of anything.
There you go. Folks, thanks for listening. Hopefully you've enjoyed this. Big thanks to the folks over at Nintendo for allowing us the sneak peek preview that we get to share with you. Hey, if you're new here, click like, subscribe, all the stuff that YouTubers are supposed to tell you to do. Thanks for listening. Take care. Bye-bye.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.